Be uplifted, be inspired. This is Step Forward and Volunteer.
Hello and welcome to the special episode of the popular Step Forward and Volunteer podcast brought to you by Lions Clubs British Isles. My name is Samantha Boffin and I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to this first episode of 2023. If you haven't listened before, our aim is simple. Through conversations with inspirational guests, Step Forward and Volunteer celebrates the positive difference that volunteering makes to communities across the British Isles and beyond. To do that, we'll hear from those who give up their time to help others, inspiring more people to step forward and volunteer. But first, I have a favour to ask. We would like your help in getting the word out about Step Forward and Volunteer. So tell your family and tell your friends. And if you're a Lions member, why not let other members of your club know about the podcast and how easy it is to listen? All you need to do is either go onto the website, www.lionsclubs.co, where you'll see a link to the podcast. Or you can search for Step Forward and Volunteer on apps like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can listen on demand or subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We publish a new programme on the second Wednesday of each month, and we're really keen to spread the positivity and get as many people listening as we can. This episode is a little different in its format, as we're taking a step back to listen and recall a few highlights from the first 12 months of the Step Forward and Volunteer podcast. In episode one, we heard all about the Bolton Lions annual Christmas toy appeal. A year on, it's still going strong, with toys and gifts distributed to 1,735 children, supporting 914 local families, with help from Bolton school students who volunteer to support the appeal. Here's what students Alara and Megan had to say about the appeal.
We all see Christmas as a time of year for family and friends. Regardless of your age or religion or where you're from, it's time to come together, and that's why Bolton Lions is great for us, because it gives us the opportunity to spread this message to other people so they too can enjoy Christmas.
We always look forward to Saturdays volunteering with Bolton Lions, as we enjoy spreading the awareness about the charity, and it's a nice time to engage with the public and explain what the causes of the charity actually are. We also enjoy seeing people donating the toys to the charity that we are supporting and that we are raising awareness about.
I think what the Lions do is just really great for the community as a whole, because they help, you know, thousands of children every year with the toy appeal.
Staying with Christmas, we turn to the Boxing Day Walk into the Sea, organised by Paynton Lions. This fun event raises funds for charity, thanks to hardy members of the public wearing fancy dress and watched by record crowds. Let's hear from Lions member Ian Snell and some participants.
So what made you pluck up the courage this year?
I don't know, really. It was Christmas Eve and I decided that now is the time. I've got to do it.
Personal challenge.
So how much fun was it?
Extreme fun. Absolutely brilliant. I'd definitely do it again next year. Amazing.
Was the water cold?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And what charities are you supporting today?
I haven't actually named a charity.
We're actually supporting the Paintings Lions Club.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies. Hello. What made you take part today?
Well, we love doing the Boxing Day dip every year, and of course the weather was shining, the sun was shining today. We had all the family with us, and we thought it was a great thing to do for the community.
That's ideal. And how much fun was it?
Really, really, really fun.
And was the water cold?
Very
cold. And what charities are you supporting today?
Well, we're down here with the Lions Club supporting, but it's all the local charities and all the local people being together.
That's great, thank you very much. So, what made you take part today?
It's an annual tradition, we try and do it every year.
Good. And was it fun?
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Was the water cold?
It was so cold, it was take your breath away cold.
Was it colder than previous years?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's because it's sunny, our body temperatures were already warm, so we're blaming it on that.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Definitely.
And yeah. What charity are you supporting?
We supported the Lions Club today, that's what we came down to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also last year, Mandy Broadbent spoke with Alan Clark of Keithley Lions about the Lion's Den shed that has become a hub in the local community.
It started initially as an idea. What we needed to do was get more members. So we decided the only way was to go out and have a presence in the community, do stuff in the community. So we went to what was called a pop-up shed in Oakworth. Within a couple of weeks, I was taking woodworking machinery up and showing them how to use machinery, a scroll saw, a bandsaw and a lathe. And Gordon was showing them how to use hand tools and sharpened chisels. And so while we were doing that, the idea was we would try to find interested parties to join the Lions. And we met a chap from Community First Yorkshire who asked us if we were interested in starting a shed, a men's shed. And we didn't really know what men's sheds were at the time, so we did a bit of research and found out that there was nothing in this area. And we came to have a look at a place called Cliff Castle. Now, there's a museum and a park, and we're actually based in what was the old nursery for the museum. And it was disused. So when we had a look, we thought, wow, this is interesting. And we decided we'd give it a go. So there's only four of us initially that started it, three of which were Lions. So that's why we called it the Lion's Den. And that's really how the shed got off the ground. And very quickly we became a CIO and became an independent charity in our own right. If the Lions want to do a project, very often we might then make that project or we might source the materials. So we have quite a lot of links and crossovers. We've gained four members, and there's probably another three or four that are interested. And the good thing is they're younger and they're fitter. So we can get out and do more rather than relying on other people to do it. And that's how it really started. When we first started, we literally had nothing. There was just four of us, no money, no equipment. We went to the Lions and we said, look, this is an idea we're looking at. The long-term goal is to get more members. And we agreed a budget of £300 that would be financed from the Lions to help us buy some equipment. So what we did, we went to Aldi's and bought a scroll saw and a bandsaw, just the little tabletop ones. Mm-hmm. And then we sent to Germany for an unbranded small woodworking lathe. Now, these were small enough to be able to put in the boot of the car and go out to community centres and things. So we put the Lions logo on, we put sponsored by Lions, and then whenever we were talking about the machines in these different locations, we would say, oh, well, you know, this equipment has been sponsored by the Lions, to try and just get that word out and just get us back in touch with people in the community.
So it's not just necessarily people coming here. You go out to community centres with your tools.
Yeah. I mean, we've always had that community spirit. We've done quite a few projects with community groups, churches. We've even got a project going with the council at the moment, repairing and refurbishing benches out of the town square. So we do like going out and engaging with people. We've even been to schools. I work with primary schools, doing bird boxes and hedgehog homes. We've had scouts coming into the centre, again doing bird boxes, doing their woodworking skills to get their badges. And it really works well. So much so that after we'd been going for 6 months, we were put forward and actually successful in winning an award from the council for partnership and collaboration. So we were very proud of that, very humbled by it.
You mentioned that you're supporting the council on refurbishing benches.
I saw something on Facebook and they were pulling out 15 benches from the town square and they said they were getting rid of them because they were non-economical to repair. Now, as a shed, with guys that have got, you know, mental health issues, they might have been lonely, isolated, that might have lost a partner. Mm-hmm. They all they want to do is get hands on and do something. So we said, well, will you donate the benches to us? And they said, yeah, okay. But as soon as they donated them and realised we were going to repair them, because it didn't matter about the economics of it, it was an activity. They turned round and said, can we buy some back? So far, we've put about 5 benches back out. We've actually fitted new benches for the council. We've taken old benches out. And we've got a second phase going on now that will be about another 5 or 6 benches. And that's bringing money in to sustain the shed.
Yes.
So we're not out of pocket. In fact, we're in a bit of surplus, which helps us maintain and run the shed.
And are these wooden benches?
Yeah, they're the typical park wooden benches. They are replacing quite a few now with the composite plastics and
things. Yes.
But these benches are not going back in the town square.
Yes.
What's happened, they did a thing on Facebook saying a seat with a view. And they were asking people in the town, do you know of a spot that you feel a bench would be beneficial to see the view around us, which is fantastic, the view.
Yes.
The Pennines and the Dales. So we've been placing them in new locations, which is great. Where there weren't benches before, we're now putting these benches out in the community for community use, and the locations have been decided by the community.
Never miss an episode of Step Forward and Volunteer. Listen via lionsclubs.co or subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts.
Since our podcast, a new shed has opened at Bracken Bank in Keighley, offering bicycle maintenance and repair, model railways, plastic modelling, arts and crafts and glassmaking, an innovation hub with activities such as IT, 3D printing and laser etching. Another highlight of the first year of Lions Step Forward and Volunteer podcast was the Lions Roar Education Competition, run in partnership between Lions Clubs of the British Isles and 8 Billion Ideas. It is a unique programme, working with schools to inspire children between the ages of 7 to 11 years old to think big, dream big, and change the world with their ideas. Let's listen to feedback from Victoria Greenough of St Margaret's Primary School, members Colin Ridley and Terry Condliffe from the Isle of Axum Lions, and Sarah Kelly and Holly Benham, teachers from Haxey C of E Primary School, and, of course, the loud roar from the pupils involved.
Having exposure to coming outside of school to actually hone presentation skills, speaking and listening skills, experiences like today ensure that children get those opportunities to be able to hone their presentation skills, because they are skills that you need for life. The creative nature of the competition, it lights a little spark in them. They get really, really excited about it.
We approached the schools and I'm really pleased that Haxey and the Trentside Federation, which involves 3 schools, actually got involved. And the way we went about it, we spoke to the head teacher, spoke to the teachers. We then had a roadshow, which Terry here went to see and got involved in. And it was a fantastic experience.
Well, we were invited to take part by our local Lions group, and it ties in brilliantly to our PSE curriculum, because one of the things we need to look at is finance and the world of work. So it gave the children in 5 and 6 an opportunity to see a project through from start to finish. So it was a really good chance for them to develop some of those skills that they're going to need in the world of work.
So all the children were so excited about getting involved in the project. Both year 5 and 6 took part, and we spent at least 5 sessions working together, building the models, coming up with the ideas.
At the end of last year, 8 winners for 2022 were named as Camrose Primary with FriendBot, Lowe's Wong Junior with Moodivator, Excalibur Primary with Trash It 2000, Shire Newton Primary with Plantar Fasciitis, Robert Wilkinson Primary with B, a friend that's always there, Church Crookham Primary with Tatap, Hamsey Primary with The Green Machine, and Landscore Primary with Kitty Cam. You can learn more about the programme at lions-roar.com. Lions clubs get involved with many inspiring initiatives, and one that stands out is the Get Ahead campaign for Harris Hat, supporting babies affected by hydrocephalus, as Yateley Lions member Tim Clark explained.
Okay, so Harry's Hat is a charity set up by Matt and Kaz. Their son, Harry, was born with hydrocephalus, and they found it quite early on. And for those that don't know, hydrocephalus is water on the brain. And Harry, within the first 2 months of his life, bless his heart, had a shunt put into his brain to drain the water out. So he had brain surgery at like less than 2 months old.
Wow.
And he's had multiple brain surgeries since. And then every kid with hydrocephalus will probably end up having brain surgery to drain the water from their brains and put a shunt in. So they set up a charity because they found that there was no support for families, or not good enough support for families, and not good enough education. So they set up a charity. It's a full-time job for Caroline, for Kaz, for her and a bunch of others. She now has staff, so they're getting big enough to actually go and educate families and support families nationwide with resources and one-to-one mentoring about how do you deal with a kid who's got hydrocephalus? It's, you know, how do we support you? How do we educate you? That's what they're trying to do. Now, the campaign they're running at the moment is one called Get Ahead. And Get Ahead is all about measuring your newborn baby's head with a paper tape measure. I'm going to come on to why that's important in a minute. Mm. But they have found that if you measure the baby's head regularly, you'll see if it's growing too fast. And if it's growing too fast, that's an early indicator for hydrocephalus, for water in the brain. So the campaign they're running is they're educating midwives and community district nurses to go and measure babies' heads and give them the tools to do that. And the tool is a paper tape measure. Yeah. So we've funded 10,000 paper tape measures for the Harry's Hat charity to give out to midwives and community nurses and take around nationwide and start measuring newborn babies' heads to make sure that they're growing at the correct rate. You're probably thinking, why are they paper? The reason they're paper is paper doesn't stretch. If you go to your sewing box, Sam, if you go and grab your tape measure, it's made of fabric and plastic, and that stretches. So if you want a super accurate result, make it of something that doesn't stretch. The safe way to do it is with a paper tape measure, and they have to be calibrated really, really accurately so that you get good measurements, which is why the tape measures that we've funded, I think they call it NHS type approved tape measures provided by a special company.
Presumably where you measure on the baby's head, and the presumably it's quite a small amount, is it, in fact, that the head might be able to grow. So it needs to be really accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. So the tape actually has a piece on it where you write the baby's name, and then there's a slot where you can actually put the piece of paper through. So as you pull it through, you can then read off the measurement against the piece. You know, you get the idea. But on there, we've got information about the charity, space for them to write the name and the date of birth for the child. And also, we've managed to squeeze in there the Lions logo. But all of that means that any measurements that are taken with these tape measures are going to be official.
And that's all we have time for. Remember, you can listen to every episode of Step Forward and Volunteer anytime. Just go to lionsclubs.co or search on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. A big thank you to you, our listeners. If you're not already a member and would like to make a difference in your community by volunteering, fundraising, organising projects, using your talents, gaining new skills, making friends and having fun, why not join us? Don't wait to be asked. Step forward and get involved. Call Lions Club British Isles on 0121 441 4544. Send an email to inquiries@lionsclub.co or use the form on the website. That's lionsclubs.co. And of course, don't forget to tune in next month for a brand new episode of Step Forward and Volunteer. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Step Forward and Volunteer. If you want to get involved in local community volunteering, visit www.lionsclubs.co to learn more.